welcome to the most beautiful stadium in the National Football League, and perhaps today in the coldest. It is clear, 25 degrees, the wind chill.
The game was sort of like, it seems like every Chiefs home playoff game. Icy cold.
It is cold here, about 20 degrees, but as we've already discussed, a good day to play football, no wind blowing. Kansas City coming in at 11-5. They have won their first division title, the AFC West.
The Chiefs playing the Steelers in the early 90s was like looking into a mirror. Those games were at times like an isometric exercise, two teams trying to do the exact same thing to one another. And so I think fans going into that playoff game in 93 were a little bit concerned because they knew the Steelers' personnel matched up pretty well against Kansas City.
We're talking about Montana and getting pressure on them. This Steelers defense has initiated some new blitzes for this ball game. They're going to try and come from the inside so he can't step up in the pocket.
It might be 11:30 in the morning here in Kansas City, but we are ready for some football, and the NFL postseason is underway. Joe Montana, his 20th postseason game.
The Steelers seem to have the edge for much of that game.
Montana to the air on first down and over the middle. And Montana on first down, too high for Marcus Allen. Under pressure, Hodge on the middle screen. Gets into Kansas City territory. And O'Donnell comes back to the near side to Adrian Cooper. Touchdown.
Right now, Kansas City in somewhat of a state of wonderment is what Bill Cowher's Pittsburgh Steelers have done to them early.
There was a degree of kind of the jitters and a little just restricted. We weren't opening up.
Well, I know that if you watch the first quarter or the second quarter of that game, Joe Montana's wearing gloves. And you watch the third quarter and the fourth quarter, he's not.
Montana, that short drop and a quick pass, and it's knocked down by Dion Figures.
Well, right now, you've got to say to yourself, how are these gloves that Joe Montana is wearing, how are they working so far?
The week leading up to the game, it was extremely cold. And there were some quarterbacks out there that had been experimenting a little bit with wearing gloves. And so we let him try different gloves all week, and he honed in on a pair that he really liked and threw the ball well in practice and, you know, went through pregame and everything was fine. And he had gotten off to kind of a rough start.
He started the game 0 for 7 passing.
And Montana this time throws it out of bounds. So he's been high, low, and wide.
All right, it's time to take off the gloves, Joe.
Yep. Kind of was like shaking his head like, God, I just don't know what the heck's wrong. When I said, well, Joe, you know, you're wearing gloves, I think, for the first time in your career. And he looked down at his hands and he was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
And there are the gloves worn at the beginning of this game by Joe Montana, who's decided to go it barehanded.
He said it's one of the first times he ever wore gloves and didn't quite get the feel of the ball early. You know, and we sparred a little bit offensively. You know, they had a solid defense.
We really didn't think we'd fall behind the way we did, but with the guy we had at quarterback and the weapons we had on offense, wasn't any panic.
On second and seven throws, Anders makes the catch.
There was never a feeling that we were going to lose that game. You know, everyone believed in what we were doing. Everyone believed in Joe.
Moves up to avoid the rush, arches a pass down the near side. A leaping two-handed grab on the sideline.
Marcus Allen takes it to the 33-yard line. Is made by Burton.
The pitch out to Marcus. Gets a block. Cuts inside. Over the tackle. Diving in. Touchdown. They're on a roll, baby. They're on a roll.
This Kansas City team starting to believe.
Well, when they came out in the second half, I think Joe was over his nervousness a little bit. And he had a really good second half. But they were still down by 7 points with 3 minutes left in the game. And the Steelers had the ball.
Play fake. Fourth down.
Hoyles back at his 32. Leaning over, hands dangling down at his side.
Starting in about 1986, the Chiefs had developed a really good reputation for blocking punts.
I think we were the only team that I can remember that teams would call timeout because they didn't know who to block and where we were coming from.
We always felt that we can get one because we were so tuned in. I mean, our coaches did a great job of really preparing us, and coach would always see a couple players that maybe didn't get off the ball very well. We knew at some point that coach was going to dial it up and we were going to go after the punter.
And there's the snap at his high. Here comes the rush, and the punt is blocked. It's picked up by Kansas City. Caught on the far side. J.J. Burton to Fred Jones. Fred Jones down the center.
There was this sense of elation because we'd gotten the break we needed. But there was also this realization there was still like 10 yards to go. And the Steelers had a great defense.
First and goal, Marcus Allen to the 8-yard line. It'll be second and goal. Montana looking, throwing, incomplete, and Keith Cash.
And so with every play, first down, second down, third down, you can feel the tension rising in the stadium.
Wrap around to Marcus, and he can take it only to the 7-yard line.
Timeout.
Timeout, Kansas City, and maybe, well, it is the most important play of the game.
This is it.
They took a timeout. Montana came to the sidelines. I have never heard the stadium go from so much noise till you could hear a pin drop.
I don't know whether they'll go back in a zone defense or maybe Pittsburgh and Bill Cowher will send an all-out blitz. But the advantage definitely is with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now.
All right, Montana has visited the sideline. Not a more important play has been performed by the Chiefs than what is coming up right now.
And if you go back and look at that game, the calmest person in Arrowhead Stadium is so clearly Joe Montana.
Montana surveys the defense. Montana's got a receiver in motion. Back to pass, Montana. Cocks his arm. Looks right. No one there. Looks left. Throws in the end zone. Touchdown! He's done it! Joe Montana has done it again! The quarterback with the Hollywood name has just placed a line drive pass into the teeth of the Pittsburgh defense.
If you didn't believe before, you believe now.
Does he work beautifully in the pocket?
How often, when you need it on fourth down, does it come through? Does it happen just like you would draw it up in a movie? And this was one of those times.
It'll be a 32-yard attempt. Ball put down, the kick is up. End over end. It is.
Hey!
The Chiefs are going to Houston.
What a game. I can't believe it.
You said they brought him in to get them through the playoffs. He's taken one big step.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has their snapshots in their mind of time at Arrowhead Stadium. I remember seeing that ball spinning in the air as if it was yesterday.
Those are the moments that built what has now become this Arrowhead behemoth of noise, this wall of emotion. It was what this stadium was made for big games and big-time noise. To feel that electricity that goes through you is just, it's indescribable.